The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. In this episode, you actually can sip with us.
This has been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I'm sipping on.
One, yes, please
I
do.
I have an iced matcha, which was in the mix before our texting to keep me out of the zombie crypt.
Do you know what I did the other day?
What?
I got a matcha latte and I started drinking at Starbucks. That's what hers is too, guys. It's a Starbucks matcha latte, I can see. And I pulled the old, here's how to extend your latte. Remember that hack that you said a while ago where it's like, you basically drink half the latte and then you just put more water or milk in it?
Uh-huh.
Or like, no, what you said was you let your ice melt and then it just becomes like something that you can continue to drink. That's what I did. I drank
it was
like
a pretend hack. For those of you who are new here, that is not a real hack.
No,
that's
you
just
had
the call
an actual
hack.
But
yeah, I don't remember.
But I don't remember what your actual hack was. I remember the pretend hack, which was order an ice drink it, let the ice melt, and then it just mixes with the remainder of what's in the cup, and you extend the life of your drink. And that's what I did with my matcha the other day.
I added a
little bit more water to it. And I thought, Colleen's hack.
Anyway. You can double down on that. And I've done this before. I'm not proud of it, but this is what you can do. You let the ice melt. You just take your time. That's the hack. You let it
really fucking slow.
All day until the label starts to just
disintegrate. Yeah.
And then that's the perfect time to just add fresh ice.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's at the top again.
Right.
And then we're full of brand new beverage. Bottomless situation.
It's a bottomless situation.
As long as there's just a tint of something, curdled cream or light green or whatever flavor, you know, coffee. If it's just like, it's like a light brown, but mostly water, you're good. You're just refreshing your drink.
Yeah, that's it. Bottomless, baby. So you have the matcha.
Yeah, I got the matcha, but I also have a glass of Pinot Gris.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely delicious.
Oh, fabulous.
It's absolutely delicious. I just had lunch and I am having a little bit of this and it is like everything. It's like, wow, I'm here on the pod with an actual drink in my hand. What
is
this?
I talked about this on stories that I feel like I should be bringing a champagne because it's a celebration. We're both done making babies. But when this baby first started, You Can Sip With Us years ago, we made the rule when we were in the same city that we're not going to hit record, and we were going live on Instagram at this time, I think. We're not going to hit live until we're a bottle of wine in, right? We each between the two of us. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So we had a nice little bit. We had like two glasses in each. And then that didn't last very long because then you got pregnant.
Right.
That's while I was still in Portland that summer, you got pregnant with Ben towards the end of that, like in that winter.
And
like September.
Immediately when I was done, you
immediately
got
I got pregnant with Matt. Yeah. Then you got pregnant with Ellie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a while after that, but like, but now we're done making babies.
Should we re-implement? Are you saying we should re-implement the rule?
Well, it's hard because it's like, it's also the middle of the day. So it just depends on when we record.
Yeah. We need to sprinkle in. I was thinking about this too. We need to sprinkle in some evening recordings. You know, because then that's like the kids go down end of the day. Like it's a little like it's a vibe.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
When do you pick up Ben from daycare?
Like 4:30.
Okay. Yeah. So it's got to be after he goes. Because I was going to say, or like a 4 o'clock recording. Because we don't pick up our kids till like 5. But
right.
But yeah, it's got to be. We got to sprinkle in some evening time.
Well, and I also think we can't probably have a bottle of wine and then.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Not that we're going to. I'm just thinking if we are going to be consuming, the evening is the time.
Or maybe it's just like at least once a month we do a buzzed episode.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not every time, but it's like, I don't know.
Vintage, yeah. You can sip with us.
It's vintage. It's a throwback.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Okay.
I did not bring champagne, but I did bring, I'm drinking my protein shake, Shakeology. And then I brought two of the margarita Trulies. I brought the spicy mango or whatever this one is. What is this? Mango chili. And then the watermelon cucumber. You know?
There's something about those Brewmates, those seltzer containers. Yeah. When you put it in there, why is that so gratifying? Not the cold part, not the function,
the suction of it?
Why is that so gratifying? I don't
phallic.
Know.
It's phallic. You know?
Maybe. All right.
It's the C and the C, the container in the canister. Instead of the P and the V. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know.
Exactly. Anyway, so that's what I will be drinking.
This is great news for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cheers, virtually.
Hey. Let me open this. Ooh. Cheers. Choop. Cheers, new beers.
We're two sips in today. We're both sipping and we're two sipping today.
Yes, we are.
I'm excited. I was in prep for the episode going through our, you know, two sips things. And if you're new here, allow us to give you completely unqualified advice.
We don't know what the hell we're talking about ever.
Like your biggest issues. Think of like the biggest issues in your life and then let us totally steer you maybe in the wrong direction. But
yeah, no, we're absolutely unqualified and we will answer you.
But you can email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. You can go to our website, sipsquadpod.com. There's a form on there you can fill out.
If you haven't been on that website, email. There's all kinds of things.
There's merch, there's Amazon faves, there's all kinds of things. But I was going through, and I just got to say, if you're someone who emails us or calls us or goes to our website and sends us messages, thank you. Because I can't answer every email, especially right now, I'm still trying to figure out like making showers a daily thing. That's just in the newborn wave here.
Yeah.
However, I've read all of them when they come in, and then I was going back through things today.
Uh huh.
And I just want to say thank you guys, because so many of the messages made me laugh.
Yeah.
There's messages of like, I love this podcast, or things of like, hey, you guys talked about this and I went through this too, kind of thing. And it's just a treat every single time to go through like the mailbox, because this community, our listeners, y'all, like everyone's just so cool.
Yeah.
You guys are so cool. So that being said,
for this pod.
As I was meandering through things, I have a couple of hangover things. Just like kind of mixed mailbag stuff before we get into two sips, okay? Mm-hmm. So the first one, let me see what this one is. I think this is one that made me really LOL. Yeah, are you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Action Call, Double Sister, Soul Sipper here. Just got a crack up laughing when you just talked about the reflexology and foot spas. I took a girls trip last year and went to a foot spa in Florida, and it was my first time ever going. It was a very sketchy place, as Carl mentioned in the episode, that many don't look very interesting from the outside. But we went in, very typical massage-like atmosphere at first. Then they flipped me over, and the next thing I know, the massage person mounted me and started teabagging the back of my head. So be careful where you end up. It might be some good laughs. Thanks.
What does that mean? Teabagging the back of her head.
I don't.
Oh my! I feel like I thought a tea. This is earmuffs, everybody. I thought teabagging's when the guy dipped his balls in your mouth. So how do you beanbag the back of a head?
And how'd she know?
At every right. And did this, was it a male dude without clothes on? What is this? How do you, I gotta Google, how do you teabag the back
Let me know
of
what
the
pulls
head.
Up from this search. Oh, God.
Yeah, this says, oh, God. It's a little X-rated. No, there's no teabagging the back of your head.
We're going to need a follow-up voicemail.
We need a visual. Okay. Send us a visual.
So on our Instagram, there's a phone icon. Is it still a phone icon? How does this work? Or does it just say call? Is it a box?
I think
it says
call. Let me check now.
Go in and tap that call button on our Instagram bio and leave us a voicemail.
It says contact, and then a little thing comes up where you can either call us or you can click email.
So if you hit the call, it'll go straight to our voicemail. If you have an idea of what this means, call us and explain. Leave a voicemail. And we'll do another follow-up on this. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next voicemail. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one too. This is a great nail salon hack.
Okay.
Hey, Ashton Call. My name is Tierney, double sister soul sipper, of course. And I just wanted to call and tell you guys a funny little story that I had after listening to the last pod when you guys were talking about like totally setting somebody up, like you're going to ask them or do the worst thing in the world, and then it's just like the easiest favor or something that's totally doable. And I totally used this, and I walked into a nail salon last night, and I had an idea. I wanted to do a design on every nail. Every nail was going to be a different color. A little bit complicated, but still well within the realm of a nail tech job. And I walk in, and I said, hey, listen, you guys are going to absolutely hate me. I'm going to ruin your day. You're going to want to call the police to escort me out of here for what I'm about to ask you to do. And they got so impressed that I pulled my phone out and showed them the picture, and they died laughing. They said that they were totally prepared for me to like have a bad review or complain about something. And once they could tell that it was just a design, the mood totally lightened. They were all laughing. You know, you could tell that it kind of just made their day and lightened up some of the other customers that they might have. So just thought that was funny. Was dying when you guys shared your stories and had Chris on the pod for a little bit. So love you, ladies.
Oh, my God. That one's so good.
You're going to want to call the police.
You're going to want to call the police and have me arrested. But could you paint my fingers a different color?
Some tricky little designs here.
You're going to want to have me escorted out. Get the security on speed dial, man. Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Escorted out when I show you this. I'm about to show you something.
I'm about to ruin your day. And
do you know what teabagging the back of a head means?
Yeah.
You're going to want to teabag the back of my head. When I show you this. Look how each nail has a different design.
I mean, imagine what they were thinking.
Oh, yeah.
That one's a good one. You win. What's her name?
Yeah.
It started with a T or something.
Yeah. Well, she won. She won all the things.
She won. You win.
Okay. I'm not going to play this voicemail, but I'm going to share like the sentiment of it. We got a couple of voicemails saying how much people loved the Cannabis College episode.
Ooh.
Which is fabulous. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then someone said that they are very knowledgeable about cannabis, so they know their stuff. They live in Colorado. That checks out.
That checks out. If you live in Colorado, you know your shit.
I mean, it's one of the elite cannabis
cities. It's the cannabis capital.
Yes.
Yes. That's what it is.
So this person knows.
They
know.
Yeah. We can trust
them. They got certifications. Mm-hmm. And she said she went on she shopped the products.
Of our
guests.
Okay.
And she said they've arrived and they're excellent quality. She said she can't recommend them highly enough.
What?
Yes. I haven't done a shopping haul because I'm still a ways out, I think. But
yeah.
But before
you want to take it on, yeah.
But I thought that was cool.
Yes.
Okay. And then why did I write down Mariah's name? What is... Oh, I just thought this was a cute little email, and then we're going to get to two sips. And I've got something, a strong start. We've got a lead hitter for a two sips follow-up.
Okay.
What?
Remind me, wasn't there one a couple of times ago, or maybe the last time we did this, where we were like, you absolutely need to follow up. Was it it was the one where she got the message, wasn't it? The Facebook message. And it was like, I've got evidence that the guy is cheating. Tell your best friend.
Dude, that's our lead hitter.
Ow! Okay.
And I saw this come through. Okay.
Thank God.
And I did not let my eyes. I skimmed it enough to know it was a follow up, but I don't
live
know.
Read.
I don't know any of the things.
Live reaction on air. Okay.
In fact, that's so good. Let's just go there now because that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Ash and Call. I didn't follow up after listening to last Tuesday's pod because there wasn't much to report. But here's a little update. Okay, so this is just a recap. This Soul Sipper and her Soul Sipper's husband and his brother own a multi-million dollar business with their parents. Her sister-in-law, brother-in-law's wife, told him she was not happy in their marriage. Our Soul Sipper saw her deleting texts on the car ride home. She mentioned this to her husband, who instantly suspected that she was having an affair.
Yes.
Her and her husband started doing some like private investigation work. They checked the company phone records, found out that her sister-in-law had been calling like the same person multiple times a day during the hours when her husband was not around, right?
Yes.
So they've seen her deleting text messages. They know that there have been a ton of calls like and text messages to this one number per company phone records. They found out this is a guy. They found out the address, workplace. This person's also married. Uh-huh. They shared the information with the mother-in-law, so the mother of the two dudes here. Uh-huh. She's worried. That's sort of a side story. The mother-in-law asked not to share the information with the family. Husband wants to tell the brother what they found out, but doesn't want the brother to turn on them. There's a business, you know, mix part here too that mm-hmm. needs to stay afloat. They don't want to upset the mom. They don't want to upset the family. They're trying to keep the peace. And the question here, the crux of it was like, do we tell or do we keep the peace?
Yeah. Right.
All right. There's the recap. So here's the update. My sister-in-law and I both work outside of the family business as we had prior to the family business starting up. We never expected the business to take off the way it has, and our jobs are truly to keep us busy and offer us slush funds while our husband's income pays the bills.
Oh,
my mother,
slush funds.
My mother-in-law does the bookkeeping for the business. She mentioned to my sister-in-law that she noticed on the cell phone bill that she made multiple phone calls to a strange number every day for long periods of time. So the mother-in-law calls her out.
The mother-in-law, after saying, we don't want you to say anything, says something.
Okay. Says something.
Hello.
My sister-in-law told her that it was her boss. So she's saying that it's a boss of... whatever she does during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We know that is a lie, given the calls took place on nights and weekends while she was not at work. Anyway, the phone calls stopped after this. Hmm. Okay, so that's another flag. But the text messages...
stopped through that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the text messages continue. We now suspect she is making phone calls from work. My brother-in-law has been extra attentive to her and is really making an effort while continuing to work 12 to 14 hour days, 6 days a week. This past weekend, my sister-in-law went to work. She turned off the location on her phone. They have the tracking app for my 13-year-old niece. Up until this point, three of them were all sharing the location. When she came back 2 hours later, she told my brother-in-law that she was leaving again. She was not happy. So she, brother-in-law. So she's saying she's leaving, like, the marriage.
Leaving.
Okay. Leaving.
Yeah.
My 13-year-old niece and 4-year-old daughter heard everything that was said. That's sad. Luckily, my 4-year-old did not understand what happened other than my niece was upset. My brother-in-law talked with my niece for close to 2 hours. My brother-in-law told my husband he is going to talk to an attorney and see what his options are. He's becoming more suspicious that there is someone else, and we have not offered to share our suspicions. She has not left as of yet. My husband tried to talk to his brother just to let him vent, but my brother-in-law walked away crying. I'm glad my 4-year-old didn't understand what was happening, but part of me wishes she did so that I could use that as a way to talk to my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law comes off very emotionless on a good day. She had a rough childhood and moved in with my in-laws when she turned 18 and hasn't spoken to her parents since. I don't know what she went through as a child, but I can say that all the good qualities she could have adopted from being around my husband's family did not rub off on her in the slightest bit. There's clearly not a whole lot of warm and fuzzy family feelings here.
Yeah.
I've tried for the 9 years that my husband and I have been together to befriend her, and it has never worked. I've tried to treat her like a sister, but it's always a one-way street. Okay, yada, 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 yada. I have asked her about the deleted text messages. If I asked her about the deleted text messages, she would have no problem telling me to F off.
Oh.
As of now, my heart is breaking for the 4 of them. I'm hoping things work out for the best. I still feel like I don't know what to do to help. I think that my mother-in-law was right to sit back and let things play out and just be here for support as needed. Thoughts and suggestions. Love the pod, and I'm so glad I have you ladies to ask for advice in this tough situation. So I still feel like I don't know what to do to help. I don't know if it's your place to help at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I was hoping for an update that would give us a resolution, but it sounds like I have more questions.
Yeah.
You know? So
let's get the sister-in-law on the pod.
Ooh, yeah. Ask your sister-in-law if she would be down to be our guest.
Yeah.
I'd like to interview her.
Yes.
And she could actually have her and that number that she's texting on together.
You know what we could do?
What?
You know, like on
War of
like
the Roses.
Radio. Yeah. Stuff like that. Where you like call one of the numbers. Pretending to do
something. Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
We should totally do that.
Yes. Like call.
Call her and see who we would offer.
Flowers are from.
Because when you call the guy, it's offering roses.
Yeah.
They're sending him to a girl and girls like roses. But what we could do for her is we call her and we say, we're the Hilton so-and-so. You have one night stay who, you know, you can pick the date, but we need to know your guest.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Right? And then we're like, what's his name? And then bada bing, bada boom, we solve the mystery.
Yes. That's what we need is a nail in the coffin moment. We don't have a nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good evidence.
Yeah. But you know what? In a court of law, they call this circumstantial evidence.
It's all circumstantial.
It's all circumstantial. But we don't have the smoking gun.
No smoking gun. But the outcomes, it's not like she's saying, oh, I'm super happy and I want to be in this marriage. And then she's doing, it does not justify all the things, but it's not like she's doing all of these things under the guise of like, of the brother-in-law thinks everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Like she's now seems like she said a few times she wants out of the marriage.
Yeah, brother-in-law, it does seem like at this point, maybe brother-in-law should be clued in because he's like fighting for the marriage or holding out hope, right? He is going to meet with a divorce attorney or whatever to see what his options are. But he's doing that based on what she is saying. He might be more inclined to take steps to protect himself and go in that direction because if he already has his own suspicions and he's not even aware about the calls and the messages.
Yeah.
At this point, maybe he does need to be clued in.
And I think he could be clued in as like a business update too. Like if the mother-in-law asked her daughter-in-law about these things because it came up on business records, it's okay to loop him in too of like, hey,
he's in the business.
Keeping you in the loop on the business. I already mentioned this to her, so it's not like it's all weighing on him. Right. It's just airing it all.
Yeah. Right.
Then he has the same, you know, circumstantial evidence.
Right.
To pair up with his own experiences right now.
And that might be good. I don't know what happens in divorce. Like, because if they get divorced, I don't know how this works. Or like if they had a prenup or something like that. But she might be entitled to less if there's adultery involved, you know? So he might have different options. Like if he files for a divorce or something like that before she does, but then she gets spousal support and alimony. I don't know, but I don't, it would seem like you're going outside the marriage contract that, that maybe he, you know, she wouldn't get as much if that's the case. Yeah. I think at this point you gotta clue him in on the phone records.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or and ask the mother-in-law to clue him in on the phone records. To do it. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and there's kids involved too. And so who, and this is clearly impacting children at this point. And so, yeah, making sure he has all the information at hand to navigate this incredibly difficult time.
Yeah.
Is good. But I don't know if that person is you. And I don't think doing anything else would be wise at this point. Like you kind of have to excuse yourself from the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
And let them be adults.
Show them the cards that you have.
Yeah.
Or some of them at least. Not maybe, you know, that you dug in and saw that the, who was on the other end of that.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if like, yeah, so the wife goes to be with that guy and they meet up and they say, yeah, we want to be together. I'm leaving my husband. I'm leaving my wife. So she goes home and she says, I'm leaving. But then she doesn't take any steps because he hasn't left. Right. Mm-hmm. Like she's, you know, you hear about that where it's like, I'm not actually going to leave and implode my life unless you do it.
Yep.
And so, yeah. Whew. Okay. Well, this is part two. We need part three.
Yep. We need part three. Okay. This one comes from Amanda. Hey, ladies, my name is Amanda. You're going to want to body slam me into the ocean.
Body slam me into the ocean.
But do you think you could give me some advice?
Good job, Amanda.
All jokes aside, Double Fister Soul Sipper, I need you. The company I work for is going through an acquisition, and there was some leadership reorganization. My leader was changing, and when she mentioned her new role and who would be replacing her, I mentioned a comment this new leader said a few years ago. Okay, so I don't know what was said from the new leader, but it seems like something of concern.
Not because
then
comment.
She goes on to say, the current leader, not the new leader, the current leader had her speak with HR, and HR did a full investigation. As of now, the person that was supposed to be our new leader is now out. I worry about his future. I don't want one comment I found uncomfortable to lose his job. There are so many balls in the air at this point, and both my current leader and HR, an HR rep are reassuring me I did the right thing, but I'm embarrassed and unsettled about it. What will my teammates think of me? Will this ruin the perception leadership has of me? Did I make a bigger deal out of this than it needed to be? Those are just a few of my questions that are rolling around right now. I like my job, but even with the acquisition, I was thinking it might be time for a change anyway. I'm looking for the advice from two professional and successful women. Is this my time to just move on and look for a new job? I just wish it didn't come to this. Love you both so much. Amanda.
There, my thought is you are making, like, you're not managing your mind. You get to decide. I don't, like, if they're saying that it was the right thing to do, you're beating yourself up and punishing yourself. And I don't know. Like, I think if you want to leave and get another job, go ahead and do that. But don't do it from a place of like, oh, I'm embarrassed to stay. And what are they going to be thinking about me? Like, I think you need to stop with your what that self-talk that's going on in your head right now of like, I don't know if I said it right. It's all this regret. Regret is not useful. You said it, it's done. You can't go back and change it. So now we just move forward. And when your brain wants to offer you these thoughts about like, you shouldn't have done it and what are they going to think? You just, you cannot indulge that. Like, well, it's done, right? If you argue with the past, you will lose every time because you can't change it. So now you got to get clear on, is this where I want to be?
Yep.
If that was not a thing, if I don't have this thought in my brain that like, what are they going to think of me and do I want to be here? You make a call from that, but you got to have your own back on this.
Yep.
You already did it. So what is the upside to beating yourself up and stressing yourself out? I don't see one.
No. I, not knowing what was said, the fact, like I trust HR people at like HR people who go into HR are like inherently like, and if you can't, if there's like a part of you that doesn't trust the process or that like anything that was said to HR, all that should be so tightly like under wraps too. So right. Like,
it's not going to get leaked that you told.
No. And right? If it, saying? Yeah. Like, so trust that like you just shared the truth and what they did with the truth or what they deem for company policy is so outside of your control. Like you can't get caught up in the what if I never said anything, da 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 da. Like, let all that go. If it did get leaked to like teammates or whatever, like that's actually a red flag. That's a problem mm-hmm. for the culture.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That would be an issue. That would be a deal breaker for me.
That would be why you would consider to not be yes. in the company. Totally.
But not because of anything you experienced or anything you said. And like, just to anyone listening to this, if there's ever a comment that makes you feel uncomfortable at work, you should always, if it is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, you never should have to question speaking up and saying something.
Right.
Ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
like,
people
can't get away with that kind of shit.
No. And okay, a couple of thoughts as you were talking.
Yeah.
You are not responsible for like what happened, right? Because one of the things she said was like, oh, I'm afraid I've ruined his career. You didn't. All you did was sit, right? If you made up a lie, sure, then you could be responsible for ruining his career. He said words, did something that made you uncomfortable, and then HR deemed it to also be inappropriate. All you did is, if you shared the truth, that's totally fine, right? Like, so you're not responsible for what happens now based on like, he has to be responsible for his action. There's Brene Brown, I think, is who talks about, maybe it's not her, but talks about like, we sometimes carry shame when we hold people, like when we shine light on things that people do that we think are inappropriate, but it's not our responsibility for how they're going to respond. Like, it helped me when I was thinking how when I share stuff about my mom, sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, feel like I'm painting my mom poorly or making her feel a certain way. And then it's like, but I'm not lying about anything.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just stating the facts. And if she doesn't like that, it's her being held accountable for her own shit that she did. She shouldn't have done it if she doesn't like it. Right. Same goes with this guy. If you're just sharing facts, he might not like being held accountable for it. It's not your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And there could be like something happened at the company that I was affiliated with where I think I talked about this maybe on Patreon. He's like a VP of something. And he was like, hey, do you think that he was drunk and he was like, you know, talking about how I was pretty. And he was like, do you think that you're top coach because you're pretty? That's probably what, did I tell you about this?
No. It's just sickening.
It was disgusting. I saw red. I was livid. Luckily, there was another VP that was a girl who was sitting there with me and she saw it happen. But I told everyone. I was like, this is absolutely unacceptable, right? Here I am, a feminist. They didn't do anything about it, but like the head of the lawyer, you know, the head of compliance division called me. I talked to the VP, like I went to everybody and I was like, and then they didn't do anything about it. It actually kind of pissed me off, but I told them like, that's fine. But I wanted them to know this guy is a scumbag and that's not cool to like do, you know, to talk about how I look and then attribute my success to that. But it's not, if he would have lost his job, I would have been like, well, then don't fucking talk like that. Right. Yep. It's not like, oh shit, I did this. Like you're only holding him accountable for what he said, if it's inappropriate, or did.
Yeah.
So,
And you say like, maybe I ruined his life. You didn't ruin his life. If anything, it's a lesson for this person and a challenge to become a better person.
Yeah.
So
let have your back.
Have your own back.
Have her back.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totally, totally.
We've got your back, girl.
Guess who else has your back?
They got your back and your brain.
The wonderful, wonderful people at BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming and so many people are burned out without even knowing it. Are you feeling a lack of motivation, helpless, trapped, detachment fatigue, or more? BetterHelp is here to help. It's customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And Ash, you've used them quite a bit.
Yeah, I've gone on and I've met with maybe three different therapists. And that's one of the things that I love about it. I love that you can do it from your own home. You'll fill out a little quiz for what kind of what you want to be working on, right? If it's something with self-confidence, if you have trauma that you're trying to work with, past abuse, current abuse, like whatever it is. And then they'll match you with, they'll give you a whole bunch of options of, here's some therapists that are qualified in this area that you want to work on. You meet with them, you can see their schedule. So sometimes I would match and then they would like only have calls at night. And so I'd be like, oh, that availability doesn't work. Find another therapist. So I love that you can then meet with them and schedule with them, do it from home. If it's not a good fit, because there's a couple where I was like, this doesn't, I don't love the vibe. Then I would just switch therapists until I found a good one. And you don't have to like go driving all over town, or I don't know. It feels like it's a lot of work when you're trying to do this one on in person, one-on-one. To do it from your own home, from your little computer, is easy.
I love easy.
It. Easy. Easy. So, and also what they're offering you guys, you can sit with us listeners, can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sip. That's betterhelp.com/sip for 10% off your first month.
Okay, I forgot one small hangover thing, and it's remember how I talked about my doula as one of my faves of like things? So she's doing, I wanted to shout out this class that they're doing, and then we're gonna get to more two sips, but they're doing a class in August. And this is, if there was one thing I wish I would have done different before having Ben, because I put a lot of like thought into pregnancy and delivery, but not postpartum, because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And then it hits you like a ton of bricks, and that's a scary thing. So they're doing a postpartum planning class, and it's called Hello Fourth Trimester.
Ooh.
It's a once a month thing in a Zoom classroom, 3 to 4 hours long. They cap it at 8 attendees or partners, so it's small and intimate, and they have time to answer everyone's questions. It's $80. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, geez.
And she offered our You Can Sip With Us listeners $15 off the course, so $65.
What?
Yeah. Virtual, so anyone can attend, and then you can sign up on their website, and then if you guys are referred from here, you just have to reference that You Can Sip With Us podcast. When you send the payment, and then you can just adjust the payment down.
Yeah.
So their website is www.hellobabypdx.com. So even if you don't live in Portland, you can totally do this class.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, wanted to mention that. Okay. I'm going to read you one of my favorite emails we've ever gotten. I'm so excited about this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. And we've gotten, it is a statement. I think it's one of my favorites because, well, you'll see. Okay. This is like just the most adorable thing in the whole wide world. I think it's so cool. Okay, so this is from Barbara. Hey, Ash and Call, Double Fister Soul Sippers here. I was introduced to your podcast by my bestie, Megan. You're my first podcast I've ever listened to.
Oh.
Almost a year ago, she moved from New York to North Carolina, and we have found your podcast to be a great way to stay in touch. Sip Squad for life. Okay, this is where it gets even cuter, like, and amazing than it already is. Once a month, we make our own quote-unquote podcast, meaning we FaceTime for an hour or two, have a cocktail, and have a chance to catch up. It's never recorded or actually a podcast, but we follow your podcast themes and come prepared with our own rants and raves, taste tests, must-haves, and favorite things. Is that not so cool?
Oh my gosh.
Many of our purchases and things we send to each other are from your podcast recommendations and merch. For our most recent podcast, we made our own Would You Rather to email to the pod. So they put this together for us. The real pod. God. Some are things we thought up ourselves and some we found online, not looking to take other people's credit. We do this. I mean, these are like, would you rather questions? We love listening to you every Tuesday and Friday. Cheers, Barbara and Megan.
Oh, Barbara and Megan.
I love you guys. So this is their list.
It feels like we need to have another live event. Remember when we flew those two girls in?
Yes.
A couple of years ago. We need to do another thing like that.
We need Barbara and Megan out.
We need Barbara and Megan. Yeah.
I think that's who we need.
And either you guys come here or we go there or we meet in the middle. They're East Coast, New York and Carolina, somewhere North Carolina. Maybe we meet in like Austin.
Austin.
You know, and like we do, I don't know, something. We got to meet you guys and we got to record it. We got to have you on Patreon or something.
Yeah.
You guys got to bring your faves. Oh my gosh.
Because I just thought it was so freaking cool. Mm-hmm. And I think like how awesome because one's in New York and one's in North Carolina, mm-hmm. right? And I think about how this podcast, without it, where would you and I be?
Yeah.
If it was just...
I don't really want to think about that.
I can't.
Because neither one of us are good at the phone. We don't really want to talk on the phone.
No.
So we would still be best friends, but I would be missing so much of your life and you'd be missing so much of mine.
So much.
I'd be missing more of yours than you of mine only because of my social, but still you would be finding out things through social. Like
it just
would not be having
thank God for the pod. We've always
said
that.
Thank God for the pod.
And thank God they have the pod.
Oh
their pod.
Gosh.
You know?
It's just Megan awesome. And Barbara, we love you.
So here's their list.
Okay.
And I'm gonna forward you this email, Ash, so you can see because they have like notes from their different podcasts.
This is the best.
They actually, a lot of their things, like they have some good segments and stuff that they've done. Like they did their own summer staples thing. I'm looking through. She sent me like some screenshots of her notes. And then their faves, they did a slow cooker pot roast. And then like their summer staples, buncho balloons, like, you know, those water balloons, you can fill a bunch up all at the same time.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. They have a large floating and inflatable LED glow in the dark beach ball toy with color changing light. Like I need to know, they need to have their own Amazon faves. A trampoline sprinkler.
I actually think we should invite them on Patreon. The next time you guys do this, guys.
Yeah.
Come on Patreon and we should do an episode together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably be nervous. Take some drinks beforehand.
Yeah. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com and let us know. You already have the email because you have it written us here. But let us know some Thursday afternoons that look good. It would be Thursday evenings for you because you guys are East Coast time. Mm-hmm. Let us know if there's some Thursdays around 5 o'clock-ish that would look good for your calendars. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather clean up vomit or poop?
Poop.
Assuming it's not diarrhea.
Yeah, but like the way that I think about it is we pick up dog poop all the fucking time.
Right.
You know?
With
so it's like with a bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, and also we're wiping poop. We change diapers all day long.
Vomit is and diarrhea, like from dogs on carpet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the least fun things to clean
vomit up. Vomit is hands down the worst. Mm.
You gotta like spray some stuff.
And there's
like
splatter.
A lot of hot
usually there's
rags.
Splatter. At least when it's like kid vomit.
And there's always that moment if like your significant other is around, it's like we really need to steam clean the carpets and the
Well, and also John and I fight almost every time there's puke because it's like just tensions are high.
Yeah.
Right? Like do this, do that. Can you grab that? One of us is handling the kid, one of us is handling the puke. Neither one of us is happy about either.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know.
It's a stressful situation.
Yeah. Would you rather take a shot of hot sauce or ranch dressing? Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Ranch dressing.
That surprises me.
I'm surprised by myself as well, but here's my thoughts.
Okay.
Ranch is too creamy. That's going to be a slow shot. That's going to take several minutes, I feel like. Not several minutes, but it's going to take significantly longer than hot sauce, which is inherently more thin. and you and can I actually also just don't shoot
like
the it.
Flavor as much.
I like
I personally don't like
ranch a lot. I don't know if I want that much ranch down the hatch.
No.
All right. Would you rather have to put ketchup on everything you eat for the rest of your life or mustard in everything you eat for the rest of your life?
Mustard, probably. But this would be a nightmare. I'd rather.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going ketchup because it's more like
here's tomato. What. Here's why I said mustard, Colleen.
Yeah.
Glucose.
Well, yeah, because ketchup's real sugary.
Ketchup is very sugary. That's yeah. the only reason I said mustard. Initially, I thought ketchup too, and then I thought the glucose, the sugar. Mm. You know?
This is going to be a terrible way to live.
Right. That's why I'm saying option C.
Mm-hmm. Mustard it. On bring your me, I'd like to on be your toast.
Bring me back.
On your eggs.
Later. Ice. Mustard I'm thinking ice cream. Ice cream. I'm thinking a milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be miserable.
Sour Patch Kids?
This is a deal breaker question. This is a life.
This is also, I'd like the escape button.
Yeah.
Take me to the next life.
Yeah. Would you rather have really bad gas or a really dry mouth? Ooh, this is a tough one.
Dry mouth. Because bad gas, you can't control it. You're just, you know, you're stinking everything up. Dry mouth, you can drink things. You could eat things. You could chew some gum. You could have a lozenge.
But all the time.
Yeah.
Dry mouth is going to really hurt you physically. Bad gas is going to hurt you emotionally.
And it's going to hurt everybody else around you.
I'm okay with taking everyone else down with me.
Okay.
To a degree. Like,
what about like at the house in Tahoe when we went for Chris's birthday and you're in a house full. It's not just your little family that's affected now. Also, what about at your corporate meetings?
Ooh. Ooh.
Right? Like then you just become known as the girl who farts all the time and smells terrible.
Well, and the kids, you know, they want to bring their friends over.
Right.
They're never going to come play at this house.
Who wants to have Thanksgiving at your house when you're just dropping bombs?
True. I'm going to be isolated. I'm going to be shunned away from everyone for the rest of time.
And you like the romance of life. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
To that.
All right. Dry mouth. But I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it. I don't mind it at all. I already have dry mouth because of the medication that I take.
Like really dry.
It's not really dry.
Like desert mouth.
No, but that is miserable. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and if I'm mouth breathing.
Yeah.
When your mouth is so dry and you're like coughing because it's so dry.
Yeah.
Or you have to like put your mouth together so that you lubricate.
That's
going to
be us.
That's pretty much because they did
specify, they said, or really dry mouth.
Right. But I still choose that over gas.
Okay. Yeah. But I just want it to be known that either way we're miserable.
Either way, we're not happy about this, Barbara. Yeah. And no. Megan, wasn't it Barbara and Megan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go without shampoo for the rest of your life or go without toothpaste for the rest of your life?
Shampoo. You actually don't need shampoo. Your hair would equal out.
Do you need toothpaste?
Well, your breath would smell disgusting.
Mouthwash. Gum.
What about? That's true. That's true.
But can it get clean without toothpaste? Baking soda. Isn't there like... well, that's just making toothpaste.
I mean, you would scrub it with a toothbrush.
Yeah. I think shampoo's the right answer. I'm just sussing this out.
Yeah.
You know?
I just to double down. I actually saw this thing on Instagram or TikTok or something several months ago. And she was like, I don't wash my kids' hair except for like twice a year. And she was like, hair does not need washing unless there's something in it like puke. So I have done that with Revy. I have not washed her hair at the scalp. I've washed the ends because she's got puke in it before or like popsicle or whatever in it. So I've like just that section of her hair. I probably haven't, it was probably 6 months ago that I saw that and she does not have greasy hair. And there is such a thing as hair training where you actually, like if we all stopped washing our hair, our scalp would overproduce oil for a while, but eventually it would stop and you don't need shampoo. Like now hippies out there don't use shampoo.
Wow.
It's a thing. You don't really need it.
My mind's blown.
Yeah. My mind's blown. Colleen popped her head when she said that to show me what her mind was.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. This guy? Blown. Right up there.
Toast. It's toast, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather have to hop on one foot when you when you walk or squat when you walk?
Just imagining walking through the neighborhood. Okay. That was like me being pregnant. That was me the last couple of weeks. Not a fun way to live. Hop on one foot. That seems like dangerous.
And also, both of these things would piss me off because very inefficient. Yeah. I am a very fast walker. I like to get from point A to point B.
You could probably get more speed with squat walk.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because hop on one foot, you'd have to, you'd get like 5, 6, maybe 15 hops in, but then you kind of have to stop before you hop.
You'd have to switch to the other leg. And also there's higher chances of hurting yourself, it feels like, because you could fall over pretty easily.
Yeah, especially us. We're not Olympic one-foot hoppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see us like excelling, you know?
No. There. But the all of these are losing answers. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have any, I mean, this is an exercise of gratitude.
Yeah.
Of thank God this is not our reality, you know? Yeah. I don't want to squat to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Or hop. I don't want
to
do either.
But then you have to pick one right now.
But squatting is also, I think, good for your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Hopping's probably good cardio too. And strength. I mean, it's probably all, there's a win in here from an endurance and fitness standpoint.
Yeah, but it feels like more, like imagine being 90 and having a hop.
Ooh, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
That doesn't work.
No, you're dead. That's a death sentence if you have to hop.
There's
everywhere.
An expiration date on hopping.
Right. There, but we can
squat.
We got
to go squat.
Yeah.
We got to go squat walk.
We got to go squat.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather live in a mountain cabin with no personal contact? So like total mountain hermit person.
Okay.
Or city with no personal space?
No personal space, I guess. I don't want to live with no contact.
Yeah. But no personal space, like what does that mean? Like your, like even your living space has a bunch of people in it?
Right.
Are,
I mean,
people
it would be
constantly
a nightmare.
In your bubble?
That'd be a nightmare. Could you get a hotel room sometimes?
I don't think this is part of it.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
You know, how strict are we being here?
Like, okay, so if we were at the mountain cabin with no personal contact, could we get a visitor a week?
Or could we go on
like,
vacation?
No.
Could we go
on vacation? Answer's no. These are extremes. These are misery. These are life and misery. It's choose, pick your poison.
Okay, so no personal space is like there's no, that also means there's no doors on the bathroom. You're pooping in front of anybody.
Yes.
Right?
It's got to mean that.
I've done this before. It's called hostel. You've done
I've
it
done
too.
This before. It's called parenting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's all. That's
this
our,
is
that's
my reality.
Living.
Actually, yeah. This is, I'll choose to remain as is.
Yeah.
No personal space.
I mean, you know that meme that's like, it's actually for an animal, because even before parenting, it was animals. But it's that meme that's like, you're with your dog or whatever, and you're like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And the dog says, actually, I'd feel more comfortable if I came with you. You know, and they're just like, but that's like also the kid, like, I'd actually feel a lot more comfortable if I just came with you.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you go. Yeah. That's our reality.
Have an arranged marriage by your parents or go back to your ex?
Well, what ex? You get to choose?
I don't think I can go backwards. I also don't feel comfortable with an arranged marriage. I love my parents
so
much.
What would you do? That's not what? I just tried to find a caveat to the last one and you said no.
I know. All right. I'm going to put all my chips in on my parents and say that they wouldn't hose me and that they would do right by me and I'll do the arranged marriage.
I'm going back to my ex but I want to pick. I want to pick.
It's the devil you know.
Which one? It's the devil I know. And my parents are divorced. So ooh. I don't know that they would be able to agree.
I don't think
so
collabing,
then it's like,
forcing them to collab would be wise.
Yeah. I'm not sure the collab is going to work out in my favor. Right? And my mom would have very different qualifications than my dad.
Yeah.
And then my dad's also remarried to my stepmom. And so then she would probably feel slighted that she didn't get to have an opinion.
Right.
I think I got to go with the ex.
I think you got to go with the ex too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That I was thinking of one in particular that would be real weird.
Yeah.
Just
that's what I was
seeing
thinking.
Where you are now in life.
Yeah, that one would not be the one I would choose.
Right.
The one that Colleen just said would be, he would be my last choice.
They couldn't, you couldn't hear it, could you?
No. Okay. I just saw your mouth move.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. So Chad, don't put that part on YouTube. Don't put that part on YouTube, Chad. We're at 54 minutes. Cut that part out of the video, which, by the way, you guys, we publish all of our stuff to, well, the Tuesday episodes, we have a video. We record every time we put them on YouTube. So if you want to watch us do this, you can do that. Let's make sure Chad cuts that out.
Note to the editor. Yep. Leave that on the cutting room floor. Wow. Okay, scream everything you say or whisper everything you say. This is scream. What we're working on with Ben right now.
I already scream everything I say.
I always, every night it's, hey, Ben, we would be able to understand you if we didn't scream.
And he's like, I don't give a F!
He thinks it's really funny, but it's like everything's really shouty, screamy. Yeah. But you know? I don't have to go potty!
I used to be so embarrassed about this. And I don't remember if I've shared this here, but my parents called me Foghorn when I was little because I used to just run around screaming.
Yeah.
It's who I am.
Yeah.
I came out of the womb this way, folks.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a screamer and I'm not changing.
No. No.
Whisper? What even is that?
Yeah.
I would be filthy rich if I had a nickel for every time someone said, Ash, take it down. Take it down. Ash.
People tell you that?
Huh?
People tell you that still?
Not anymore.
Yeah, good.
Not anymore. But still, I would be rich based on the amount of times I heard it in my life. Hmm. People haven't told me that in a while, but I think it's also because of COVID and I haven't left my house in 2.5 years.
So. True.
Speaking of, if my kids were to tell me that, I'd be like, you can get the fuck out. I'm paying the bills here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be quiet. Place. Go find a neighbor that you can sleep with now. Yeah. You're not staying here.
Yeah.
What did you, did you vote? No. What's your vote?
I'd scream too.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I don't know. Whisper takes a lot of work, and that just seems like screaming takes a lot of work, but screaming's a little easier.
How do you vibe surf in a whisper?
You don't.
You can't.
You don't. You're turning your life down so many notches forever.
Right.
Let's let it fly.
Let's let it rip, baby.
All right. Last
These
one.
Are good.
Would you rather sniff butts like a dog when you meet someone new or eat dog food every night for dinner?
Oh. Sniff butts, I think.
Eating dog food every night for dinner, that's not going to grow on you. That's not going to be one of those things where you're like, oh, I've had dog food for the 1,000th time. Let me chow this down really quick. Right. Plus, if you're around people, work dinners, events, you're somewhere, anywhere, and you're like, I need to have my dog food course. Right.
It's a 5-course meal. Everyone's getting filet mignon. You're like, I'll take my kibble now,
yeah,
please.
I need my dog food starter.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
And the smell of it.
Roka's on a new food, and it smells strong. I mean, the two rooms on either side of her where her food bowls are, is just, I'm like,
oh. It's bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
There's a lot of like
for
fish
sure,
oil
I'd smell butts.
And weird things.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to sniff butts. And honestly, maybe there'll be an icebreaker. You know, you meet someone like when the last time. It's like teabag in the back of someone's head. I don't know what that means, but like.
Right. And I also feel like most butts probably wouldn't smell. Like, are you going to get, I mean, if they're farting in my face, then I'm going to catch a whip of something. But I feel like 90% of the time, if I were to go up to John's, the back of his pants where his butt is, I'm not smelling anything but denim. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. Plus, you'd probably get pretty smooth with it. Like, oh, and this is, you know, our friend Sandy. And you were like, hi, nice to meet you. And then you just do a quick tuck around.
Right. It's a quick tuck.
You know? Tuck. And then you come right back in and act like nothing's happened.
Right.
Just confident.
But sometimes what dogs do is they go right into your crotch and they sort of put their nose up inside of it, you know?
Yeah.
I see. We have like people come to the house and you can see them. Roku will go right in their vagina and you can see them like they try to, they close their legs and try to like, oh, and they're just trying to continue on with the conversation and not act like Roku's nose is inside their cooter.
Yeah.
So butt sniffing's not so bad. Are we doing a vag tap with our nose? Different story.
Yeah, different story.
You know?
I'm imagining if all of these things collided into life, like if you had to have like mustard on everything with your dog food starter and you were screaming up a storm, sniffing while hopping on one foot. Like, what a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Hi, nice to meet you!
Nose up the ass.
Yeah. Nose up the ass. Little badge tap.
Like, this is a mess. What a mess you made, Barbara.
You would be a mess. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well, she ruined our life. Best email I've ever gotten in the
worst.
Talk about a nail in the coffin.
Worst experience ever.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, Barbara.
Speaking of dogs.
What?
Yes. If you have a pet, they're a part of your family. You know about the butt sniffing.
Oh, yeah.
And the stuff, right?
Oh, I know.
Fuzzy also knows a thing or two about our animals. Being a pet parent is a huge responsibility. And since our pets can't talk, we always do our best to understand what's going on. But knowing something's up with them or their health is, and not understanding why is one of the greatest challenges of pet parenthood. Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents. What are you laughing at? That
you're
offers
doing great.
24. Thank you. You're doing great, sweetie. That offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small, urgent and every day. They can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, all of which are handpicked by their established team of veterinary professionals and available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right to meeting their middle of the night needs to finally figuring out what makes their breath smell that way. I have an idea. Nothing is too big or small for a quick Fuzzy call.
I'm really happy this is a partner on the pod because how many times have I come on here and talked about the trouble, the mischief that Betty's gotten into?
She's a little bit, yeah.
She's a mischief maker. Just the other day, she found something. We're like, she ate something. We don't know what. We don't know where. And we don't know why. Her motives are always unclear. You know, but we've got to figure this out now. And that's right. Where Fuzzy
now
comes in.
Now it's our problem.
Now we've got to figure it out. And you don't always know who to call. And the internet is a scary place to be Googling this kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
gosh,
you
want
to talk to people who know their stuff, the people at Fuzzy. And right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/sip today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/sip. Again, yourfuzzy.com/sip for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. Land the bird.
We gotta land the bird.
Okay,
my rant this week is misunderstandings.
Oh.
You know,
that's a big one.
Yes. But it's like when you get into an argument or a disagreement or your feelings get hurt by something, the amount of times that this has happened in probably all of our lives, right? And you're feeling a certain type of way, and then you have a conversation with that person, and you're like, oh. We were just like, we were missing each other. That is a misunderstanding. But meanwhile, you're all worked up. Your feelings are hurt, right? I talked to you about this. This is actually in my rant from like weeks ago, but something happened and I said something on my stories. Someone's feelings were hurt by it and they messaged me and then it was this whole big thing and I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, what the fuck? And then we talked about it and it was like, well, we were
both nothing here.
Not clear here on what the intention of the other one was. And it just made me realize like it was all this stress. Like this happened in an evening and I thought about it all night and then the next morning we had our talk.
Yeah.
And we were both like, oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. This is what I meant. And then we patched. But I just thought for 12 hours, I was stressed the F out And then it made me just think of like how many times in my life has that happened when I've been a little bent out of shape or I've bent somebody else out of shape. Mm-mm. And it's just been a misunderstanding. I didn't have my facts exactly correct. A lot of our two sips are probably coming from misunderstandings, right?
Oh, yeah.
So just in general, the misunderstandings and how much stress they kind of cause, right? Like if the guy's actually cheating, we're pissed about it.
Oh, yeah.
But like, what if that was just a misunderstanding? In this instance, probably not a misunderstanding. But like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You're just whoopsies.
I know what you mean.
And then you come to a head. Actually, Carl and I, when you and I had our big falling out years ago,
yeah,
it was kind of based on a misunderstanding.
Yep.
You thought it went one way. I thought it was a different thing. We were just, and then we missed like a year or two of each other's lives because basically of a misunderstanding.
Yep.
So that's my rant, misunderstandings.
I don't even remember what it was about. I mean, we don't have to go through it. But that was so long ago. What I do remember is you reaching out and we met up for coffee.
Yeah.
At the place, not the place we met, but the same company. It was Starbucks. Met up at a Starbucks.
Yeah, we did.
And I remember when we talked about it, it was like, oh shit.
Right.
That escalated.
Right, because you were like, for these last couple of years, this is what I've been thinking. And I didn't know that you had been thinking that.
Yeah.
Right? And it was just like, and then when we were like, here's where we are. And then there was another time after your wedding, I remember at the park.
Yeah.
When we finally came out as best friends to each other, we had another misunderstanding there. And I was like, this is my feelings. And you're like, oh my gosh, this. And I was like, oh.
Because I do remember that one. You're like, I've been tortured by this.
I've been tortured by this for weeks.
I didn't know you were tortured.
Right. And you had been tortured by something that I didn't know about.
Oh, I don't even remember.
It was the reverse situation. Well, you hadn't been like tortured, but you were like, yes, same thing happened. And I felt the
same.
Oh,
yeah. Remember? I do remember.
Yeah. And it's just like all of it was just a misunderstanding.
One of these episodes we'll have to do a tell-all.
Yeah.
The last 5 minutes are probably so frustrating for people. Oh, do you remember that? Yeah. That's their rant.
Their rant for this week is why the fuck are you beating around the bush? Tell us what the hell is going on.
We just said nothing.
We just said nothing. 5 minutes of nothing.
Then, do you remember when you said that one thing?
Remember when you said that? Yeah. And then I said this in response.
We didn't talk because of that one thing.
Right. Wink, wink, wink. Maybe it'll be a Patreon.
You're not going to go back to that guy.
Episode. Yeah, I know. That's true. That was a secret too.
God, how annoying. We're annoying.
Okay, what's your rant?
Does it? Well, whatever.
What?
I was going to say, does it feel good to be back?
Dude, it feels good to be back. And I'm at a 2 on the buzz level, but that's a perfect place to be.
I'm not even like, it's one of those where you're buzzed on life things.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
I met with a client the other day and she was talking about how she went to her parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And she was like, the next day I was like, I don't know if I drank too much, but I don't remember like a lot of specifics about the evening. And I was like, I've been there. And I talked about you and I was like, Carl and I do this. People think that we are drunker than we are because we're literally floating around a room, just vibing off the energy. Yes. And I was like, so we're not down like hyper-focused on every conversation. We're up floating and bouncing. And she's like, exactly. That's exactly what I was doing. I was floating around the room.
Yes.
That's what we're doing right now. We're floating.
Yeah. I feel it.
Between the two of us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. We're surfing a vibe right now.
We're hopping. This isn't going to land. This is not going to land, but I'll talk about it anyway.
Okay. All right.
My there rant. Okay. Amazon stuff. I love Amazon. You know how much I buy on Amazon. But a lot of times it's like, okay, it's 4.5 stars and it has all these things. And I was trying to buy a lamp, a floor lamp for Ellie's room. And I did all of the right things. I saved a bunch to my cart. I went to customer photos. So you scroll down far enough and it's like, this is your item, but compare similar items. Mm. And they have these different, like it's 4.5 for ease of use, but then they have like overall quality or giftable. They have these different subcategories with their individual rankings. And so you can really slice and dice like, oh shoot, this one had a 4.5 overall, but it's only a 3 for this category. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Deal break. And then I'm scrolling like, oh, well, this is similar and higher things. So I'm trying to max out the highest rate. It's all got to come together. Mm-hmm. And then you do all those things. And I can spend a long time in the Amazon hunt for certain things. I had maybe 10 lamps in the cart that and then I took out and I picked the one, right? And I'm thinking, nailed it.
I nailed it. I did my due diligence. This is going to be a home
and
run.
And I'll be rewarded for it.
I will be rewarded for my efforts.
Arrives, lands on the porch. I open it up. I'm going to put this together myself. Oh. Right? Uh-huh. And it's like a tent pole. There's like four different things I've got to attach. And as I'm attaching it, I noticed things like rust coming out of the tubes.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, what? And I just like,
I thought this was brand new.
Yeah. And I keep just powering through it and I put it together and I'm like, is this good or do I just want it to be good? Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. Chris comes in the room and I don't say anything. I just see what he'll say. And he's like, he kind of goes up to the lamp and then he kind of squints his eyes and he gets closer to it and he says, is it kind of scratched? And it's game over. Unput together. It's gotta go back in the box because now every time I look at that thing, I'm gonna think of that moment. Yeah. It's kind of scratched. You know what? Probably. And I said that. I was like, probably is. Yep. And I, you know,
I'm fine. And
he doesn't know the can of worms that he thinks.
Probably is.
Oh, you know this new thing that they do now too? You know how it's like, you don't need a box. Here's your code.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
no box, no label.
No box, no label. So I'm like, cool. There's the code. I screenshot it, go into the Amazon store or UPS, whatever. And I say, here's the piece of shit. Here's my code. And they look at, they give me one look and they say, you need a box for that. And I'm like, okay, no. Are you?
No, sir.
Is this your first day here? You know, I come here all of the time. You're telling me I need a box? You know, I don't. This is my code. And they're like, yeah, now sometimes, and it'll say in fine print over the code that you need a box. And I'm like, no. And I go.
Something smells fishy.
I go into the order return summary and I look at it and sure as shit, it says you need a box. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking. And I was super pregnant. So I kind of touched my stomach and I'm like looking around. Surely there's a box here.
Take pity.
Because this is on my to-do list and I got to mark it off.
Right. I've done 90% of the work here.
Help me.
Right.
You got to help me. Right. Yeah. And there was some traffic and I hate that parking lot. And I don't like things that are supposed to go off my to-do list staying on.
The boomerang. We've talked about this. The boomerang task.
So I'm like, surely there's someone's got to have a box here.
Yeah.
You know, charming smile. And they say, yeah, for sale. We'll give you
$20
for a box. $20 for a box. I got 500 boxes in my garage. 500.
Right.
You know, and they're like, well, with the cost of gas, by the time you go home and come back, probably better to just buy a box right now.
Right.
And I was like, no. This is not true.
On that does principle,
not check out.
That I will not be doing that.
That does not check out. I take my shitty ass lamp, throw it back in my car.
That's my favorite part of this whole story was, all right, here's the piece of shit. He says you slide it across the counter. No, I've got to return. All right, here's the piece of shit. Okay. Well, go ahead and take care of that for you, ma'am.
All this is to say, looks can be deceiving on Amazon. You don't actually ever know what you're going to get. And
sometimes the clothes,
you think, oh, this is going to be cute. And the price point's a little higher. And you come, you're like, oh, same Amazon piece of shit.
Right.
It's the same.
Yeah.
They have the warehouse with the good stuff. And then they have the piece of shit warehouse. And it's a 50-50.
And that's one thing I've noticed is sometimes I try to go off of Amazon reviews, but I think in general, people want to pay less, right? Yes. They want to pay less. So then there's like more reviews on this one product, but it arrives and you're like, this is a piece of shit. I should have paid more for the product that had fewer reviews, but is going to be worth my money. Yes. So sometimes I notice that, like based on clothes, right? There'll be like a dress that is $7 and it has 10,000 reviews. You're like, this is great. And then it shows up and it's a plastic fucking garbage bag. And you're like, oh. So people are just liking it because it's $7, not because it's a good piece of quality clothing.
Correct.
You know?
I know exactly what you mean. And then sometimes it's a 4-star. So I automatically rule it out.
Right.
And then so-and-so influencer wears it on their stories.
Yeah.
And then it's shop my products and I'm go and shop their shit. And then it's awesome. And I'm like, why would I never found that? Because it's 4. And how did you find that then?
Exactly.
Why are you taking chances on 4s?
How did you take that kind of gamble?
Yeah.
How do you know?
How'd we get here?
Yeah. You said that wasn't going to land. That landed.
Okay, good. All right. What's your rave?
My rave, I forgot to write one down this week and I just had one in my brain. But what was my rave? Do you have a rave?
Good one.
I had a rave that I was excited to share.
My rave is...
Oh, my rave was going to be Glucose Goddess managing my glucose. I feel like that has been very fun for me.
Yes.
I've been doing a little balsa. I've been doing like vinegar before the meals.
Yes.
I like that sometimes. So I'll say, ice cream sounds good. Okay, but I don't want to eat a bunch of protein. I don't want to eat a bunch of shit. So I just have a little bit of vinegar before, try to balance out the blood sugar first. And I let that sit for 5 minutes. I go have a big bowl of ice cream. And I don't know if it's actual. I don't test anything, right?
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm doing a solid for this old bod.
The glucose hacks work. I can tell you they work.
I feel like they're good. It's been really fun for me.
Yes.
That's why I like it, is it's like, it's a different mindset about like, I am doing something for my body from the, like, and we can't feel, I mean, unless you're testing your glucose like you were doing with the pregnancy, I don't have proof, but mentally I feel like, oh, last night we went out to dinner. We went out to a burger place. Normally every time we go here, the first thing I get is a big plate of fries. They have these truffle fries that we're obsessed with.
Yep.
I ordered those, but I also ordered zucchini fries that I had them grilled. And I just ate a big old plate of zucchini first. Yep. And then I had some fries and like 27 margaritas. And I thought,
it's extremely perfect. Satisfying still, too.
It is. It is. It is.
Because nothing's really off limits.
Nothing.
It's just the way you approach it. And then because of the way you approach it, you probably had less fries, but you didn't feel it.
Restriction. Totally.
You know?
Totally. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, does she say anything about alcohol? How you're supposed to consume alcohol?
I don't know if I've gotten to that part in the book. I only have like a fourth. She mentioned that. You have to be careful, I believe I'm quoting this right. You have to be careful if you have an actual like blood sugar, like diabetes, and because it can actually make you crash the other way. It goes the other way.
Yeah, I stalked her Instagram and I bought her book. I just haven't read it.
It's probably wise to like do the whole rigmarole of like the veggie starter, the protein, the fat, and like what Megan the dietitian said, like really make sure you've got a good base so that because alcohol will swing you.
Yeah.
But down.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my rave. Wine, it's been very fun. And I like
wine and stuff has like no GI impact.
Wine?
Yeah, wine. You'd think a bunch of sugar, but I guess it's like good quality wine. But like, if you Google it, and I would have like some sips or whatever. Like, and well, I never had it. I still have my monitor. I should test myself right now.
Yeah.
And see. But
yeah. Anyway, so that's it. I'm grateful for, because I've been doing glucose shit for a long time because of metabolism, makeover, and Megan, but not the way that she does it with the hacks and the order of everything.
I love
it. It's been very fun.
Yeah. Her book is exceptional too.
Yeah.
Okay. My rave, and this is just a simple one, is like with pregnancy, every day the pregnancy goes on, unless you are just built for pregnancy, like, or have the flower crown experience, you typically feel worse and worse and worse. Like the second, I mean, from a physical standpoint, you know, I guess
outside
in the,
first trimester.
Yeah, first trimester, you're like nauseous and miserable. Yeah. So like second, if the second trimester is the starting point, every day through the labor, you're just kind of feeling worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the no matter what your labor is like, this whole event, and then you still feel really bad. You're kind of at the top of peak feeling bad because like whether you have a C-section or vaginal, there's like a whole bunch of physical things, you know? Anyway, all this is to say I'm at this point now where every day I'm feeling better and better and stronger and stronger. And I love that feeling of like having my body back to myself.
Yeah.
Like I'm still, you know, doing, I'm still doing a lot for her. But like that feeling of every day's improvement is a great feeling.
Yeah.
It is just such a great feeling. That's my rave. Okay, you guys. You can sip with us always. We love you. All the things.
I know. Before we went in, we're like, we'll make this one a quick one.
Yeah,
super quick. It's like one of the longer ones.
Wow.
But rate, subscribe, review, tell a friend, join us on Patreon. You can sip with us always.
We will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.